And now it's recording.
And Logan says we are recording.
Yep.
Hello, everybody. Here we go. Get started with a new episode.
Mm-hmm. Hey, this is Nikita from the band Everfound, and you're listening to Comic Pop Library.
Long ago, the human world and demon world were connected. Humans who wandered into the demon world were attacked by yokai. Listen up, Yusuke Urameshi. The hole is expanding too quickly. It's clearly an artificial force. I'm giving you your first order as spirit detective. And you'll be alive again. That's incentive enough.
Kuenma wants you to meet someone that can help your training.
Attack now. Just feel it with your body. Get stronger, Yusuke, because there are people depending on you.
EA, yeah? Kurama, I know who sent you. It's likely that we're playing right into their hands if we rush in there.
Didn't we see a yokai burn someone's house down the other day?
That's just fine.
We can now begin to really have fun.
There's no backing out now. You go on ahead.
We'll start with a warm-up, shall we?
I'm leaving the fate of the world in your hands.
This is pure strength.
I'm not like you, Toguro. The power you have is not real strength.
Your friends are no more than an obstacle.
Yusuke.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Comic Popcorn Movie with Yu Yu Hakusho. I'm Richard, along with
Logan here.
And as stated, Yu Yu Hakusho's trailer was just played, and we're going to let Logan talk about this. But we did watch this on Netflix, yep. And it is the live-action version, so yep. Okay, take it away, Logan.
Hey, here's the premise thing. The story revolves around Yusuke Urameshi, a delinquent junior high school student who spends his days getting into fights. He dies after saving a child in a car accident, and gets resurrected to serve as an investigator of the supernatural. With Takumi Kitamura as Yusuke, Shuhei Uesugi as Kuwabara, Jun Shison as Kurama, and Kanata Hongo as Hiei. Written by Tatsuro Mishima, directed by Sho Tsukikawa, and original by Yoshihiro Togashi. With names being... I am not Japanese. I don't actually know how to speak Japanese, so I may or may not have gotten right. Who knows? Yep,
we do our best. We do our best with the names. This is an older property that was translated into live action.
Yeah, I'm almost certain we've seen... Well, I'm pretty much certain we've seen the anime. I'm moderately sure I've also read the manga, but...
Yep. We've done that, but it's been several years ago. Here's how many years ago it was.
Like a decade and a half?
A decade, pretty much. The manga has 19 volumes. That's all it had. Mm-hmm. And it spanned from 1990 to 1994.
Yep. So it was finished before I was born.
Right. And we read it probably early 2000s or late 2000s.
I think it was middle school or high school. Early.
2008, 2010s. Because I think you were in middle school when we read it.
Yeah, middle school. I thought so.
And then we watched the anime even later than that. And it had 112 episodes.
Yep.
And Crunchyroll is currently licensed with the anime. But it took place between 1992 and 1994. So the manga and anime kind of took place roughly at the same time frame. And we watched them a little bit later. So, it's probably been about a decade, if not a decade and a half, since we've actually seen these.
I don't know.
Not sure either. I was
late middle school, early high school, right. If not just straight up just middle school.
Yep.
It's been a while.
It has been, but it brought back some memories. We were challenged to remember some of the storyline when we were watching this.
Sad they didn't get Kuwabara's cat in there. That was,
if true. If I remember
correctly, it was originally that he needed to do something to get the poo egg, P-U-U egg.
Has been too many hatched. So you remember more than I do.
Thing that was, he needed to get his karma up good enough. And he did that by helping, I think, Kuwabara out with a guy who was holding his kitten hostage or something. Sure. That's my vague memory of the...
You could tell me anything and I'd be like, okay, whatever, because I don't remember that much detail. But this was one of those back in the day that was really popular. It was on, if I remember correctly, Toonami as well on Cartoon Sounds Network.
That's right. But,
yeah, so it got its notoriety there as well in the North American audience. But for all in purposes, I don't know if there's going to be a second series of this unless they came up with different stories, but they kind of
meshed, crammed it all
together into 5 episodes.
They were recognizable story arcs except for the Hole's existence and the Super Luck guy, which might be
he's there similar. In the manga and anime. I can't remember the exact details, but he's there.
Yeah, I don't remember his storyline, so... But I know he's basically taking place of the flute guy, it seems, in the live action. The guy who has the demonic flute and summons all the...
He's actually in the manga and anime. His character.
Neat!
So, but I was talking about his
role in the live action. Right?
I think it's the same role that he plays. Wow. From what I flipped through some of the imageries.
Okay, apparently, because I know the little flies that make you go berserk are from the flute storyline.
Well, that part might be, yes, but they're kind of, like I said, they're meshing a bunch of stuff together.
Because I'm pretty sure the guy who was driving the truck never got the berserk thing in the first one. And
true.
Moderately sure the guy who got his lunch money stolen is a show original, because it was cool.
Well, even they skipped a bunch of the training.
Yeah.
And then they also skipped the main tournament. Right. So this is why I'm like, I'm not sure if they're going to do anymore, because what this did in 5 episodes took 112 anime episodes, which, yeah, that's true. They're about 20 minutes long, but still 112 compared to just 5 episodes of roughly maybe 54 minutes, if that.
They were pretty good, but yeah.
No, they were good.
Mashed them up. Because, yeah, Genkai did die in the last or pretty close to last tournament. Last or second to last, not sure. The dark tournament that took place in the demon world, I think. Unless she got revived for that, but I don't think she did.
Again, from just flipping through what I flipped through, I didn't catch that part. I did remember the gambler, and I'm wanting to see if I can actually find his name. I don't know.
Oh.
Let's see. Oh, that's the mob boss.
Was that Karasu or Sakyo? Not sure which one of those it would be.
I'm not sure. I don't have it on my notes again. I apologize, everybody. Is
Karasu the...
Oh, but we have Botons in there. Let's talk about the casting a little bit, because the story we've kind of talked about, there's not much there. There's not a whole lot there. We're not going to key on story too much, I don't think, because it's meshed all together.
They meshed some of the storylines together. They did it fairly well, I thought.
They did.
Yeah.
But if you've read the manga or watched the anime, it's going to feel a little bit rushed. Uh-huh. They concluded everything. They did kind of leave maybe a teeny tiny weeny bit for a sequel, because, of course, the heroes always win the day and they walk off.
I remember, but yeah.
Well, the heroes survive. They win the day and walk off, or in this sunset, and sail into the sunset. But some of the casting. The individual that they got to play Yusuke, and we're going to talk about the main four right now. Yusuke, Kuwabara, Kurama, and Hiei, which Kuwabara and Kurama always, that's too close in names, but I understand it, but wow, that's hard sometimes. Kurama, I thought they did pretty decent. The others, we'll start with Hiei. I thought he should have been shorter, but the actor did fine in the role. He carried it off. And we didn't get to see his powers near as much as what we could have.
Yeah, no.
Very sparingly used.
Either of... Well, Kurama got a decent highlight in his fight, I guess.
Well, most of the time it's just his rose whip and roses. Yeah. But we did get to see the reveal of his yukai form.
Yeah, and the whole fly traps and the little sprout from inside thing. So he got a decent amount in the fight he had.
Kuwabara did receive his spirit sword.
So that was nice. And I honestly cannot remember how he got it originally. I don't think it was like that, but I have no clue. So it might have been.
Urameshi, of course, his was just only gave him the spirit gun, but
he did not use it much. I remember he had the 3-shot limit for basically all his fights, but he did not get to use the spirit gun that much.
Not a whole lot.
And he didn't even realize the whole spirit shotgun thing, which I remembered.
Right. But like I said, Hiei was too tall for me, but the actor did a good job.
Kuwabara's missing his pompadour, but hey, they did fairly well, I guess.
Let's jump to him and Urameshi. Urameshi should be short and stocky, kind of like a Wolverine-esque type character. With a bad attitude, because he kind of reminded me of a Wolverine character. He was a little bit shorter and stockier, but he had power. Mm-hmm. Kuwabara, he was tall, probably in the 6-foot range, and built.
Yeah.
You know, he was a pretty good size. I'm not going to say he was huge, but he was built.
Yeah, got a picture of the anime. He's the biggest of them.
And they tried probably the best they could with Pompadour, but they kind of stylized it for today's haircut, and it was blonde instead of pink.
They did a slick back thing instead of the...
Right. But yeah, the...
Yusuke's about the same size as Kurama. Maybe a tad shorter, but...
Yeah. Well, to me, Hiei and Urameshi should have been about the same size, and they were short.
Hiei's, short.
And then Kurama should have been like about my height, 5'7 to 5'9, maybe. Mm-hmm. Somewhere in that range. Where I think Hiei, I can't even remember if Hiei was even shorter than Yusuke, but Hiei and Urameshi should have been probably around 5'4", 5'5", maybe biggest at 5'6", which these actors might have been, but that's ranging on too tall for me, just how I perceived them.
Going by the little anime photo I picked up, Kuwabara's taller than everybody.
Right.
Kurama's couple bits shorter than Kuwabara, then the couple bits shorter to Yusuke,
and then
a bit shorter than Kuwabara, and then Hiei's like a whole head shorter than Yusuke.
Yeah.
And then Genkei and comes up really to small. Kuwabara's waist.
Right. So I liked the casting, but for look wise, it didn't fit with what I was used to. Because Kuwabara was too skinny.
Yeah.
And even Urameshi was a little bit too tall and too skinny as well. These two characters were stocky because they were built. They were streets, tough. They were built because they had to survive on the streets growing up. And that's why they were so stocky. And and Urameshi could always stand his weight against Kuwabara because of that. Even though he was short, he was still powerful. So that kind of threw me. The friend was decently cast. I think that was Kikyo. Bhutan was all right. She did decently. The only one, and you mentioned the trainer already.
Genkei.
Genkei was a little too tall, but it worked. She did a good job.
I think
And the only other one that kind of really scratched my head at, but I kind of understand why they did it. They
skipped the baby for Mongo. Right. Which, I'm pretty sure they skipped the storyline that he was using the baby for to charge up for anyway. So, And it means they don't have to figure out how to do baby form Koenma. So,
true. Good on him. But some of the information I was reading about this, and sometimes we get, I'm sorry, guys, but we get a lot of our stuff from Wikipedia. I know that you're not supposed to, but hey, it's easy information.
Yep.
Most of the time, it's fairly decent. It's been a
good few
years
since we actually watched the thing.
Well, all that stuff I'm pulling from memory, how I remember their heights and build. But their attitudes were good. Yeah. Now, the one thing with Kurama
was a bit less. I think Yusuke was a bit more fight happy in the original, but I cannot remember. I can barely.
To begin with, yes. He had to train out that. And they kind of kept that to a small degree in the show. Uh-huh. Not as much, but yeah. But the Kurama, his red hair just kind of looked slightly off to me for whatever reason. I don't know why. But when they transformed him into his yukai form, which I don't want to reveal what it is for people
who are just coming into the thing with this.
That looked nice. I enjoyed that form that they did for his yukai. So that was interesting. But as a story in the whole, we're not going to talk about everything, but they had to do a fast advancing pace-wise because it was only 5 episodes long.
Yeah, they probably could have used like... 1 or 2 extra, but where?
Even more than that, because like I said, they ran through a lot of the storylines. Like, the training should have been way, way longer.
Yeah, I'm
the tournament
sure
was way, way longer. Yeah.
Well, they didn't even have a tournament here.
No, they didn't even have a tournament in this one. But it's one of those where if you're coming into it fresh, I think you'll enjoy
it. It's still pretty good,
yeah. If you're coming into it from a person that knows the story, you'll enjoy it, but you're going to notice the differences. And it's going to be if you are one of those individuals that don't like differences a whole lot. We've talked about a lot of the differences that I thought they did wrong, but the actors themselves carried their personalities well. Mm-hmm. So I was still able to enjoy this show for what it was. And I've always been able to take each format and separate everything out.
Yeah,
because the manga is... something by itself. Yeah. The anime, to me, I can always separate out and say it's something by itself. Now this live action, I separate out and say it's something else.
Yeah. And I remember when I first learned about that difference with me. I think I was reading the manga, or I watched the anime of Get Beckers and read the manga of Get Beckers. And for like the first season, they were fairly close. So I just was watching the anime and... got distracted from the manga with other things. Then I picked up another manga from later. This is much later in the story and completely different. Wow. I did not yet realize the difference. Which, yeah. There's definitely different ones.
But for the most part, and they had had Hiei's sister in there.
Yeah,
that worked out fine. They even brought in that Kuwabara gets... you know, just flustered and gets a crush on her. So that was always a fun part of the show. So I enjoyed that. And in all, it was enjoyable. I thought just a little bit rushed, but they tied it all together nicely. The cinematic scope of it, I enjoyed. It wasn't too dark, wasn't too light. The lighting was all good. The special effects with the major CGI stuff, I thought, blended nicely. Yeah.
They could have used a bit more fight scenes, it felt like, but
right.
It felt like,
but
they had like all the good fight scenes stashed in the back, and there were like 4 maybe.
Well, they right, and they split those up between 2 different episodes too, basically.
Yeah.
And within the shows, they keyed on Hiei specifically on one issue, keyed on Kurama on a separate episode. So they got the show, their powers off.
Yeah.
So they just had their one big moment. Mm-hmm. And so that was fine. And then, like you said, in the final battle sequences, technically the last 2 episodes, 4 and 5, was the final battle.
Yeah.
Because they split off. They did their own individual fighting. Hiei did his fighting against the big tough, which was too tough. And then they all get together and start attacking him together. And then it's always the trope with Yu Yu Hakusho was that, and this is a lot of shows as well, not just Yu Yu Hakusho, they get beaten down, no chance for anything happening. And then they find that little bit of reserve and they can get back up and finish out the fight and save the day still. So this is very typical of what the anime, the manga was.
Yeah.
Very typical. Mm-hmm. And with the Togo brothers, the brothers. Togoro?
Yeah, Togoro.
He was mainly, once he bulks up, it's CGI.
Yeah.
So you got
to
figure.
I thought it was fairly close to his original boost mode, too.
It was good. Nice. It was really good, but because it was CGI, there's a lot of money being pumped in every time.
Yeah.
You know, you would think, oh, CGI makes stuff so much easier, and it mm-hmm. does to a degree, mm-hmm. but it still costs a lot to get put in there. So you can kind of understand where it's like, ooh, okay, I understand now.
There was one slight, there was two slight things that bothered me about the end, but one slight thing was, it was weird seeing Kurama try to bodily hold him back instead of try with the rose whips. I mean, I would expect him to be, like, pulled forward and slammed down anyways, but it was weird seeing him tackle instead. That was... No, that is not his strength.
Not really, no. So, but all in all, it was a fun show.
Yeah, pretty good.
I would encourage anybody that likes the live action stuff, definitely check it out.
Yep.
If you've watched the anime and read the manga, check it out. You might like it. It's only five episode long. Yes, they skip a lot of stuff, but just take it for what it is.
The stuff that's there is mostly stuff that is from the stuff, too. So it is there.
And then, of course, the other part of this is we talk about yokai or yokai. The full title is Yu Yu Hakusho Spirit Detective. Mm-hmm. So he's going, the main concept is he's going after basically yokai, which are Japanese demons. So
I think it might actually be specifically demons in this one. Was it actually?
Yeah, it was yokai, it's demons. That's basically demons, what they are. That's Japanese. They call them yokai.
This might have been one of the ones where they actually kept the demon translation instead of keeping it as yokai.
No, they mentioned yokai a couple of different times. So if you're familiar with the anime and the yokai versions of Japanese lore,
then you probably know.
You'll know what they are, but they are demons. If you don't know, when Logan and I are talking about, and I think they mention it. Seems like I remember they did. I could be wrong, Logan, but I think they did. So there are scenes where this is probably could have, if it's ever brought out in physical format, which Logan and I love physical format. We hate digital.
Definitely.
If they would bring this out, I would say probably a mature title because of the fight scenes, just the violence and nature of everything.
The soul-eating stuff, like all the kids. But I think he actually saved them before the guy chowed down. Not sure.
Well, but they stole the souls of the kids, and you saw that. So you see kids basically collapsing to the ground dead until they get their souls back. So the themes and the violence because of all the fighting, I think this would get a mature rating. I don't think it would get an adult rating or anything like that, but a mature rating that would be somewhere between, you know, if you're 13, 14, you could handle it, I would say, unless your parents don't want you to, or you're a parent and you don't want your child to, that's fine.
Yep.
But most, because that's when you pretty much watch the anime and read the books. Like you said, it was middle school.
Was that? I honestly can't remember which years are which school. I was thinking middle school was like 10-ish, but it's been a while and I don't keep track of years that well.
Well, let's see. You graduated at 17. That's your senior high.
And then there's 4 years of high school before that, so 13. So 9 to 13 basically is middle school?
Probably in most communities, not all.
Middle school
most.
For me was 4 years basically.
So the upper middle school range into, or if you're at some of those that are the lower high school, that's why I say probably around 13, 14 years of age, you'd probably be fine.
Yeah.
If you're comfortable talking with your kids about that.
Yeah.
If not, you know, hold it back until you think they're ready. Or if you want them to wait until they're adults and they discover stuff on their own, that's fine too.
Yeah, there is.
That's not a problem.
The whole not quite suicide thing. Which was slightly weird, but Togoro's whole thing at the end with that, I'm going to choose the specifically worst hell thing.
Oh, that's basically him. He's wanting the worst judgment because of what happened. He still blames himself for what happened in the past, which we won't reveal because that's a pretty major story point.
I think that might actually be original to the this one too, so yeah.
I cannot remember.
I know he dated Genkai in the originals. I don't think he had students.
They weren't students. They were classmates. But we need to stop it at that.
Yeah.
Let's not discuss it anymore. No, Genkai and the others were students with a master when everything took place.
Uh-huh.
And he still feels guilty about it, and so he's wanting to punish himself. So, yeah, in a sense, I see where you're saying a suicide type thing. For him, it's kind of, he's taking the worst avenue out. So it's one of those that, and there is humor through it, too.
Yeah.
Not as much as probably what the anime had in it and in the manga, but they did have some. Because Kuwabara and Yumeshi, or Yusuke, always jabbed each other constantly. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't remember it as much with Hiei and Kurama, but the other two, it was pretty much constant. They were getting onto each other, testing each other with strength and, I can do better than you type thing.
Yep.
And they did keep this part in the show that they started out rivals and ended up friends. But it was like, you might be my friend, but I'm still going to rib you and give you a hard time. Yep. We're still competing. They grew to respect each other, maybe.
Yeah.
They don't want to admit that they became friends. But the way it ended with them sailing off into the sunset and saying, and I can't remember the exact wording that was used, but if they really wanted to, they could probably do some other stories, but there's nothing officially done by the original mangaka or that I am aware of.
Yeah, I think they could probably do something with the tapes storyline and the tournament for Demon King, even if they took out Togoro and Genkai from that.
Yeah, it's possible.
Because even if Togoro isn't there anymore, they did still have other pretty good fights.
Like we said, Togoshi wrote, and I believe he did the art as well for the manga. Mm-hmm. And of course, he helped with the anime like most of them do. I don't think he was a direct writer, but it's the manga and anime, I believe, stayed pretty close to each other from what I can remember.
From what I understand, there's a slight difference in one of the late villains, whether it's Koenma's dad or a Yakuza type or something. I don't know, but
But so this is one, if they ever get into physical format, if you love the Japanese live action and Asian cinema in general, this is one you would probably want to pick up for your collection just because it is fun. And it's a short series, only 5 episodes. If it's one that gets the physical media and libraries can buy it, it's up to you.
Yeah,
you can put it in your collection. Put it in your general adult collection, though. Don't put it in your kids' collection. If you happen to have a teen or a young adult section in your DVDs and Blu-rays or whatnot, that you could possibly put it there as well. Yeah. But most libraries don't. They just usually do children's and then they jump to the general adult section. So it would fit fine there. It's probably no worse than what you would find on a cable TV show.
Bad, which
they don't have as many restrictions as regular network TV shows like
Transformers
CBS
do. Doesn't actually show people dying, does it really?
Huh. Well, unless you count the movie where Optimus Prime dies. But they usually don't consider robots or aliens or spirit, that stuff's fair game. It's the human-on-human violence that really triggers the ratings. Think of anything else we want to dispense? Like I said, a lot of this stuff is kind of, we're watching short stuff, not intentionally. It's just working out that way.
I feel like there should be.
You feel like there should be? Well, vamp, what do you got?
I think what's I'm fine, on? Actually, though. No.
You think you're fine?
I think so.
I think what we've kind of gone over is pretty much what we can. Logan, do you have anything?
I think
it's think
it. So. We've basically covered it.
Okay.
It's pretty good, yeah.
Okay, so we're going to end up the episode here. We are ending with the song that was at the end of episode 5. It's called Standing Tall, Fighting Strong. Not sure who the actual singers are at this point in time. I will be researching that, and if I can find out who they are or whom, I will place that in our show notes. So if you do enjoy this song and possibly there's a longer version, you can go out there and grab that on a digital vendor of your choice. So beware of that, that they would appreciate your support that way. But that is what we are ending out on, is Standing Tall, Fighting Strong. That's going to do it for us here. We appreciate everybody listening. We always mention these are our own thoughts. Whether we have somebody that's sponsoring us here lately, there's not been anybody, but if we ever get anybody back, these are always our own thoughts. Yep. There's not associated with anybody that might be associated with the podcast in any way or form. And with that, we will see you later. Take care, everybody. We'll see you on the flip side. Bye now.
Bye. One time, two times, every time for the count. Standing back up, each and every round.